As the show ends, I look over at him, and he's gone. Vanished back to my old room in my dad's apartment, standing sleep-addled beside my old bed, falling into it gratefully. I turn off the TV and the bedside lamp. 1973 street noises drift in the open window. I want to go home. I lie on the hard hotel bed, desolate, alone. I still don't understand. Sunday, December 10th, 1978. Henry is 15 and 15. I'm in my bedroom with myself. He's here from next March. We're doing what we often do when we have a little privacy, when it's cold out, when both of us are past puberty and haven't quite gotten around to actual girls yet. I think most people would do this if they had the sort of opportunities I have. I mean, I'm not gay or anything. It's late Sunday morning. I can hear the bells ringing at St. Joe's. Dad came home late last night. I think he must have stopped at the Exchequer after the concert. He was so drunk he fell down on the stairs, and I had to haul him into the apartment and put him to bed. He coughs, and I hear him messing around in the kitchen. My other self seems distracted. He keeps looking at the door. "What?" I ask him. "Nothing," he says. I get up and check the lock. "No," he says. He seems to be making a huge effort to speak. "Come on," I say. I hear Dad's heavy step right outside my door. "Henry," he says, and the knob of the door slowly turns, and I abruptly realize that I have inadvertently unlocked the door, and Henry leaps for it, but it's too late. Dad sticks his head in, and there we are, in flagrante delicto. "Oh," he says. His eyes are wide, and he looks completely disgusted.